This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, dive under the bonnet of language to tinker with the engine. Coming up in today's show will be a lot of profane language. So this is your opportunity to clear the area of young children, linguistically fragile elders, anyone within earshot who will be offended by all the potty mouth business. We'll limber up to the code red swearing with a little light swear word history. 2015 is the 100th anniversary of the first officially recorded instance of the word bullshit. It was a century ago that T.S. Eliot submitted to Blast magazine his poem entitled The Triumph of Bullshit. Now, the young T.S. probably didn't coin bullshit himself. Usually words have been floating around for some time before they're committed to print and thus considered official dictionary fodder. And the dictionary doesn't even cite him as its first written source. The poem was never published, but it was named in a letter that Blast's editor Wyndham Lewis wrote to Ezra Pound, explaining that while he enjoyed the scholarly ribaldry of The Triumph of Bullshit, he wasn't going to print it, as he was determined to avoid words ending in uck, unt, and ugger. And presumably all shit. So happy bullshit centenary, everyone! Okay, I wasn't kidding about the swearing in this episode, so if you want to avoid words ending in uck and unt, this is your last chance. Ready? On with the fucking show.
I think the worst swear word is probably cunt, which I don't like to say. Unless I'm really angry at like a politician or something like that.
Mine would be the word twat. And I think that that's due to the physical connotations of the word in reference to female genitalia.
It is cunt.
Why?
Because it's one of those words, like when you start swearing in front of your parents as you become an adult... which is quite a moment. They flinch, but I still couldn't say the word cunt to my mum. I just couldn't. I think the mum test is quite key.
I mean, I don't really care about bad swear words. I mean, cunt.
Cocksucker. Cunt.
Probably cunt.
The worst swear word I can think of is cunt.
Cunt, 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 cunt.
Yeah, it's gotta be cunt, right?
Cunt.
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 Cunt. Cunt. Cunt. Cunt.
Fuck.
Piss flaps.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Mother cunt fucker.
Cunt. 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 Cunt.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Shit cunt.
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 Fuck.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Jizz chest.
Cunt.
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 Cock.
Cunt.
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 Motherfucker.
Cunt. Cunt.
Fuck.
Twat.
Minge.
Cunt.
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 Cocksucker.
Cunt.
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 Let's put it this way. It's no coincidence this rudest word belongs to the female of the species and not the male.
Jane Garvey, presenter of BBC Radio 4's Woman's Hour. Opinions are Jane's own and do not represent the BBC.
However, twat means the same as cunt, and twat is a much lower level swear. Why the inconsistency?
I guess...
Another four-letter word?
Yeah, I think cunt is... It actually sounds a bit ruder.
Do you think?
Does that make any sense? I honestly think it's that simple.
Is that conditioning, though, or genuine cuntiness?
I think it is conditioning. This is my problem is that we have accepted for too long that is the rudest word of all. We've let it have some special potency, which, and I think actually, to be really, some people might think this is obscure. I think there's a connection to stuff like feminine hygiene. Another of my bugbears. When you go into the chemist, there's this special aisle, feminine hygiene.
God help any man that wanders into that aisle.
Why not just call it sanitary towels and tampons, or whatever you want to call it?
Cunt products.
Well, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Because apparently we're smelly down there. Now, I mean, listen, I'm no woman of the world, but I put it to people that men's genitalia can whiff a bit as well.
And where's the men's hygiene aisle?
I'm going to invent them. Cock wipes. That's what the world needs. Well, knob, why not?
Knob sponge.
You said knob sponge. I said cock wipe.
And so what swear would you rather see at the top of the swearing tree?
Well, no, if I'm angry with someone, I call them a knob.
Quite a jolly one.
I think I take it off lightly. No, I just think if we want to use cunt, we should say cunt.
Reclaim cunt.
Of course, cunt has been reclaimed by many before us, perhaps most famously by Eve Ensler in the Vagina Monologues.
I call it cunt. I've reclaimed it. Cunt. I really like it. Cunt. Just listen to it. Listen to it. Cunt.
But reclaimed from what, exactly? A couple of centuries in word purgatory, before which it seems to have been, yes, vulgar, but not particularly obscene. In fact, in the Middle Ages, many of Britain's major towns contained a street called Grope Cunt Lane. That's right, cunt was sufficiently unrude that it could be a street name, albeit the name for the street where cunt groping took place, as back then streets were typically named after the activities that took place thereon, and Grope Cunt was the street where sex workers plied their trade. However, since the mid-16th century, they've all been renamed Grope Lane or Grape Lane or something else more sanitised, though I did stumble upon an e-petition to the British government calling for the reinstating of all former Grope Cunt Lanes. It had one signature. I'm fine with not having words like cunt on street signs, but I am an equal opportunities swearer, and I don't see why the word cunt should be kept in solitary when its gentlemanly equivalents like dick or bellend are allowed to roam fairly freely. I don't imagine historically someone decided on a league table for swear words. Their differing levels of rudeness probably would have been established gradually and largely unconsciously, reflecting the preoccupations and social structures of the time. But there are recent examples of the swearing hierarchy being officially codified. I got hold of one in the form of the manual issued by ITV to television programme makers, in which swear words and other offensive terms are sorted into Category A or Category B, and then within each category according to several strata of strength.
They are funny, the swear words. It's just funny, and the different tiers of it.
This is Leon Wilson, Managing Director of Talkback Television and Executive Producer of Celebrity Juice, one of the sweariest shows on British television.
Someone's had to spend a lot of time and money sitting down and categorising all these different words.
Which is worse, bloody or knobhead?
Yeah, I think it's probably bloody, but is it, if it's talking about, I was going to say something really weird there. Cunt's the worst,
okay.
Generally, that sort of scene, and it has, we were allowed two per show. A special dispensation, we have been allowed four once.
Why do you think that there are different rules for cunt than for twat, which is considered lower tier swear, but means the same thing?
Because it's not about meaning of what something is. It's about... There's no real logic to it, in a sense.
Why is cunt worse than twat?
It just is.
Why?
It just is. I think I would argue that the word cunt has got a particularly aggressive sound to it. Whereas twat feels more playful.
But to me, cunt is quite a playful word as well. It sounds to me like the sound a squash ball makes when it's hitting against the wall.
Well, there was once a lawyer that asked us to bleep the twats. And he argued, he said, up north, that's twat means cunt. It's the same thing, okay. So we should bleep it. We argued that we shouldn't, and we actually went really quite close to the wire. It was a new lawyer, and we had to refer it up. And these things used to get referred up, and eventually they came back and said we didn't have to bleep twat.
It's good that law time was spent on this.
Oh, a lot of time. I mean, a lot of conversations we had, cunts always have to be bleeped.
Huh.
And sometimes we can keep the ca at the beginning. And sometimes depending on the nature of the cunt is quite interesting. So there are different types of cunt. So there's an aggressive cunt, for want of a better phrase, and that would be you fucking cunt. You know, that's a very aggressive way of doing it. But and that would we'd have to bleep the whole word then. But if it's more of a sort of a playful cunt, bit of a cunt, aren't you? That kind of way in a sort of. Then you were allowed a bit of the cuh at the beginning because it's not seen. It's often about the way it's expressed, whether it's an aggressive. And generally, I would never, very, very rarely would I ever allow an aggressive cunt to stay in the show because it's very rarely justified. Most television, entertainment television, shouldn't really have that kind of stuff in it.
But in the manual, cunt is right at the top of Category A, kept company only by motherfucker.
Originally, we weren't allowed to have any motherfuckers in the show.
Mm-hmm. Is motherfucker worse than cunt then?
Yeah, motherfuckers used to have to be sort of bleeped as well, but that they now relented on that, they've sort of given up.
Oh, so motherfuckers are all right.
Yeah, but they allow us generally four motherfuckers per show. Ooh. But again, the way motherfucker's said is very important because weirdly, doing it in an American accent somehow makes it less rude and less offensive.
Does that work with cunt as well, or specific to?
Well, I think doing cunt in a Cockney accent makes it less. You can. You fucking can.
Yeah.
Like, it feels more playful. And the same way, you motherfucker, feels silly.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you went, you motherfucker, it feels much more aggressive. And actually, aggression is the key part of it. That something not feeling aggressive is most important thing to we look at when we look at whether we should keep swear words in the show.
So British people swearing sounds more aggressive than American.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But we've got a lot of lower tier swears that don't really get used in America. So we've got bollocks, tosspot, wanker.
Yeah.
Is that just because we can't be trusted with the hard swears?
I think we've developed a whole other layer to be able to swear in a quite a more conversational everyday sense, not to appear rude. Yeah, I think probably. I mean, there seems to be an awful lot of British words about, bollocks and, there are testicles, basically.
Testicles itself isn't on the list, but bollocks is fairly low down in Category B. You can include it in shows before the watershed, as long as they're not children's shows. Balls is considered a little stronger, appearing slightly higher in Category B, on the same level as other male genital words like knob, prick and dick. Though oddly, cock is in the ruder Category A, in the same classification as its female counterparts twat, pussy and gash. Right at the bottom of the chart are the religious swears. I know it wasn't always the case, but I find it a bit odd that religious terms are generally considerably less offensive than bodily and sexual ones. Bodies are mundane, we all have one. Personally, I don't have religion, but if I did, I think I'd be more offended by people bandying around sacred words than slang terms for something as ordinary as genitalia.
Oh my God now is seen to be not offensive. So people will complain, and there are people out there who will write letters every time someone says, oh my God, on TV. There's a couple of people out there still do this. But generally, the channels have sort of come to decision in the last sort of 10, 15 years that that's not, that's allowable. And you know, generally, it's not a problem. Most people in this country aren't bothered by religion. I would say the majority, but most people still are bothered by sex, and sex will always have a taboo element to it, and therefore swear words will always. Whereas I think religion isn't such a big deal anymore, is it?
So we're a country of prudish heathens.
Are you just trying to say the word cunt there?
I think at this point in the episode, I'd just say it outright if I wanted to. Quantity really reduces the shock quality of a swear.
We are mindful of not having too much swearing in the show because they lose power over time.
Mm-hmm.
I think. In a show like Celebrity Juice, swearing is helpful in certain contexts.
Why?
Because swear words have power. They have impact. You know, and you've got to hold some back. I think it would be hard to make Celebrity Juice without any swearing, but I do try and limit it. And when we've got more time in the edits, we do try and take out swear words. We do remove little unnecessary fucks annoy me more. Like some guests will use fuck as almost just a punctuation, just to get a cheap laugh. And sometimes it helps the joke because it adds emphasis. And sometimes it just feels gratuitous and they're just doing it to sort of to try and get a cheap laugh.
Are you allowed unlimited fucks?
Yeah, they've never placed a limit on the number of fucks on the show, ever. That's more down to us as a production trying to sort of self-censor. So the most fucks we've ever had on a Celebrity Juice episode was 110.
110 in how long's the show?
In 33 minutes.
Nailing the self-censorship there.
What do you think would happen if there was an edict passed tomorrow that just says all of our current swears are now neutral, none of them are rude anymore? Would we have to get by not swearing at all, or would other swears just
other swears would come in. That's other swears would appear. There's always something that is taboo. Other words will always have... we'll replace them, I think, yeah. At my daughter's school, they obviously aren't allowed to swear, but the words, your swear word is become a swear word. So they go, you swear words.
And so they're self-censoring.
Yeah, so they self-censor, but now the teacher said you can't say swear word because that in itself became a swear word. So so now the kids aren't even allowed to say swear words. So I have to think of something else.
So it's all about intent rather than the words themselves.
Yeah, I think that is what goes back to what I was saying about aggression. Whether if it's meant in an aggressive way, then swearing is harder to justify.
And are your little daughters running around going, swear words?
I really found this out. One called the other one a swear word at the dinner table. And the other one went, you can't say that. And I was, what's going on? Why are you talking about this swear word? And this story came out. And it kind of made sense of, you know, something that taboo has power.
So perhaps cunt isn't really inherently ruder than other words. It's just something had to be rudest. When I was at school, one teacher suggested that in the place of swear words, we all use the word Jeff, as in the name Jeff. We didn't, and that was for the best. Did she not realise that this was the fastest way to wreak misery upon Jeffs everywhere? Maybe she did realise, and this was an elaborate revenge plot against her ex-boyfriend, Jeff. Today's show was produced by me, Helen Zaltzman. Thanks to Leon Wilson, Jane Garvey, and all the people who contributed swears, especially my friend Tom's mum. She loves to say the word cunt. Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is... maskinonge. Noun. Another term for muskelonge. Oh, what? What's muskelonge? Muskelonge. Noun. A large pike that only occurs in the Great Lakes region of North America. Try using it in a sentence today. Also, try visiting me at Illusionist Show on Facebook and Twitter, and at theillusionist.org, where, following the last episode, Stephen commented, "May I suggest the origin of broad being the German Braut? Noun. Bride, a woman taking part in a marriage." Seems plausible to me, Stephen. If I had rosettes for etymologist of the day, I'd give you one. I should get those. In a fortnight, there'll be another episode with only Category C language and below. But until then...